When did you all become aware of them? One question.
You know, I already told you. You want to know that? Ask him. All right. We've done a lot of investigating about a lot of things. Every time somebody brings something up about our program, we investigate it. We do the best we can. There's nobody in this organization that wants to do anything that's not above board, and we don't want our players to do it either. That's not what the program's built on, and that's not what we're going to do. But as I said before, I made a statement. Don't ask me any more questions about this.
Setting that aside, has this been a particularly distracting week?
No, it hadn't been distracting for me because I don't even read about it. I'm focused on what we need to do to play a game. That's what's fair to our players, and that's what we owe our current players. So this has not been a distraction for me. We have really good people who will manage this, and if anybody didn't do the right things, you know, we'll take appropriate action to take care of it.
You obviously can't control it. Just the timing of all this stuff coming out, how does that affect you personally and also the team?
You know, I've already answered it three times. So who else wants it? Can we get in the line and everybody ask the question? We will handle it appropriately. Bill made a statement. This is an administrative issue that our leadership will do a very, very good job of managing. If you want to talk about the Texas A&M game, I'll be glad to talk about it. That's what I'm here to do. I'm here to coach our players, talk about our team. Appreciate your interest in the game.
Uh-oh, Nick's getting angry. Welcome into the zone. A very grumpy Nick Saban yesterday at his media conference with reporters in Tuscaloosa. Did not go well. We welcome you into the zone, Justin Akre, joined by, oh, what's her name?
Oh, hello. How are you?
Christina LeCure's back all the way from parts unknown. Not, you didn't go to Canada, right?
I did. I was gone for 2 weeks. Well, last week I sat out on your erectile dysfunction day. When I was not here.
How about the show? Let's
the
clarify.
Show. And then the week
still
before
edgy.
That.
Still
exactly.
Edgy.
There you go. And
I do want to thank the folks at Arkansas Men's Clinic. They were a lot of fun to hang out with last week, but thank you.
I'm sure they were, but I think I just, you know, decided to sit that one out. And
yeah.
Then the 2 weeks before that, I was in Michigan, Canada, Baltimore, kind of been all over the place. So
yeah.
I'm back and I'm excited. And I loved watching that this morning when I was at the gym. I just laughed. I could hardly get through my sit-ups watching Saban get so mad.
Yeah, Saban's he's a little cantankerous, and he doesn't want to talk about DJ Fluker. If you haven't heard yet, there are apparently a handful of former SEC players who are under investigation for taking money. Look, we've been over this week already with another school, with Oklahoma State. And we've got two SEC coaches, or multiple SEC coaches, getting asked questions about it, including one who's not even a Big 12 coach now, being asked about something that went on at his former school. So is a former Big 12 coach in Les Miles. So DJ Fluker is one of them. The only other name most people will remember is probably Tyler Bray, the quarterback that couldn't quite get it done. Actually, Chad Bumpus, the defensive back from Mississippi State, is a name I recognize too. Fletcher Cox and some kid named Maurice Couch, who played defensive end for Tennessee. So they're all being looked into. Nick Saban clearly doesn't want to talk about it, but he'll continue to be asked about it. We'll see. We're talking about $45,000 in money and benefits to those guys. So, anyway, Nick wants to talk about the game. We all want to talk about the game, too, because it is a huge one against Texas A&M this week.
Super excited.
I am excited. It is the best game yet this year, and that would include, I would say, Clemson and Georgia, and certainly the game last weekend in Georgia, South Carolina, both very good games, but the best game of the year so far in college football and certainly in the SEC, and it's one that most people have had circled on their calendars for some time. Apparently, a lot of people are interested in not only paying attention to this game, but going to this game. The most expensive ticket in the history of college football's regular season.
I was in Dallas yesterday, and I was at Starbucks, and people were talking about it, and it's just crazy.
They are selling for an average of $763 on the secondary ticket market. That's $50 more than the game of the century. The game is also the most expensive regular season college football game ever, at least since they've been tracking the market over the last few years. At about half of the price of last year's national championship, it looks a lot like a semifinal game, which was exactly what Alabama versus LSU looked like 2 years ago. That's amazing, though. $763. I'll just watch it on television.
How many people can fit in the A&M stadium?
I don't know. I don't know what that stadium holds. That's a 80? Good question. I'll look that up. Maybe more than that. Maybe 80, not. I don't
85.
Know. Today we're going to talk to Henderson State's head coach, Scott Maxfield. They do not hold 80,000 at Henderson State.
They don't.
But I bet they'll have a good crowd this week. They scored 82 freaking points last week in a victory.
Yeah, the guys, Tommy wants me to ask them if they're going to score over 100 points this upcoming week. And I guess RJ, he's calling the game too?
Yeah, he does color for them.
Cool. Mm-hmm. That'll be good for him.
Yeah,
they're talking about him, RJ, trying to get some award some
the Sully Award?
Broadcasting Award.
Yeah, that's a Sully Award. We're trying to get him a Sully Award.
Nice.
I'll find out what their attendance is.
I guess I could Google it by the time that you could look through a book.
I think that's unlikely. I'm very excited.
So?
You want to go? Go. I got the
SEC
Media Guide. Well, boy, see, there's an issue. Today we're going to talk to not only Scott Maxwell, also going to talk to the former Major League manager, Bobby Valentine, who's now in the world of college athletics. Enrolled stadium, Kyle Field, 83,002.
Kyle Field, I brought it up. Your Wi-Fi's too slow. That's why.
No, blame my Wi-Fi.
It's the Wi-Fi. 82,589 presently, and they're hoping to build a better stadium next
Your
year.
Your information is not correct. According to the SEC Media Guide, it's 83,002, but I'm not going to debate this with you. Bobby Valentine's going to join us. We're going to talk about what he's up to now. He's actually the athletic director at a school called Sacred Heart that no one pays any attention to around here, I'm sure. We will talk to him about his days managing, what he thinks about the potential run for the Yankees trying to squeak in. He took a shot at Yankees players yesterday, and you know he's an old Mets guy, and he caught a little heat over that. This is in regards to 9/11. He said the Yankee players were nowhere to be found. So we'll see if he wants to talk about that today, the day after.
Well, they are hurting anyway. Jeter's out, well, A-Rod's out, like
but,
it's all.
But they're back in contention. They have played well enough to get back in the mix for the wild card. So don't count the Yankees out just
yet. Let's see if they do it, though.
Also today, Nate Olson's coming in from Sync Weekly. We're going to talk to Edward Ashoff of ESPN.com. And Justin Moore is going to join us in the 12 o'clock hour. The country
That's
music
cool.
star from Poen, Arkansas, is playing a free concert in Fayetteville on Friday before the Razorbacks tee off on a clearly outmatched Southern Miss team on Saturday. I will say the Justin Moore concert on Friday night will be the highlight of the weekend for Razorback fans.
Probably. Yeah, I think this is awesome. I'm super excited. I mean, he's got a lot of big hits.
And just wait, he's got a new album coming out on the 14th, so it's just going to get bigger and better.
Perfect.
We also welcome into the studio an old friend who I haven't seen in ages, but he came bearing liquor, so I told him he could come hang out for a while.
Come hang. Chill.
Brian Burchett, and I won't tell you how he told us how to say it properly when we were in college, but I think you can probably do the math on it, is a you're a weatherman turned distiller, which of all the weathermen I've known over the years, it seems like a proper transition because that is really clearly the next best step.
You know, the golden age of broadcasting where you could just be drunk on the set is over, and so I had to find a gig where I could
maybe in Iowa.
I was about to say, have you told the folks around here?
What's in that coffee cup, Justin?
Well, as far as you know, it's all good. I have to stay sober. I'm working late tonight, but
right.
But anyway, so this was sort of you were a meteorologist, and you said, you know, this has been great and everything. I'm going to try something else.
That's right. And the crazy opportunity arose. My brother and I started a small distillery in LeClaire, Iowa. And Justin and I go all the way back to introductory to multimedia, whatever.
We had a really hot advisor. Do you remember?
You're talking about
what was his name?
I don't remember.
No, I don't remember her name, but we had a good-looking advisor. That's all I remember. So that was like broadcasting 102.01 or whatever. We were right. Figuring out what you're going to do with your life.
We learned hard knocks there. That was something. But, yeah, and I always was envious of Justin Akery for running a bar while he was still in college, so I wanted to get in the booze business too. So
you went up to me. So yeah. You and your brother decided, hey, you know what? Enough of this TV weather stuff. We'll get into distillery. And I'm sure the goal was eventually to get into Arkansas so you could come out.
And that's what I came down to hang with you. Yeah, we started in 2010. We make whiskey all from local grain, right from farmers who grow it within 25 miles of our distillery. And we are introducing it in Little Rock this week.
What's the name of the company?
Mississippi River Distilling Company. And we've got Cody Road Bourbon, Cody Road Rye. And we also have a rum that we're introducing into the market this week, too.
Cody Road Rum?
It's actually it's called Dry Dock, but it's a limited seasonal that we did.
What's the Cody Road connection?
Buffalo Bill Cody was born about a mile and a half from our distillery, from a little town called LeClaire, Iowa, which the only reason anyone in Little Rock's heard of it is if you watch American Pickers, they shoot that show about three blocks from our place.
Is that right? Okay.
So we have to lock the doors when Mike and Frank come up the street so we can keep everything under control. But he was born there. Our distillery sits on Cody Road. We're right on the Mississippi River about 8 hours north of us here in Little Rock.
And this will be for package and in local bars and restaurants?
Absolutely. We're going to do a little informal tasting tonight at Dugan's.
Good.
During happy hour, if anybody wants to stop and meet us, we'd love to pour you a sample of it and introduce you to our brands. But hopefully you'll see some bottles showing up on shelves, and I'm sure that everywhere Justin goes, he's going to have it right in his little...
I need this
purse.
To come.
That'll pair perfectly with the Anaheim turkey.
Does this come in? No kidding. That is a great sandwich.
That
down
is
at
an unbelievable sandwich, let me tell you.
Well, now I know what I'm doing for lunch.
I'm the pickiest eater.
Yes, he has great onion rings and great Anaheim turkey.
Anaheim turkey.
Yeah, it's all good right. stuff.
Very good.
Does this come in a pint size? Because, I mean, you know, you got
to
sneak
this
in the back
gonna
pocket.
This is going to be hard to put in your shoe
right now,
at a game.
We bottle it all by hand, so we haven't gotten to the little bottles.
Yeah, well, I just use your flask.
The other interesting thing where we're located is we're about 30 miles from Prophetstown, Illinois. You know why that's of significance?
Prophetstown, no.
The hometown of Brett
Bielema. Okay. Yep. 30 miles away, huh?
30 miles away, yeah.
Well, that's cool. Coach, if you're listening, we need to get you a bottle of this. That would be, now, that would be a good marketing tool if you can get Brett Bielema as an endorser.
Yeah,
right. I for some reason, I don't know that the NCAA is going to appreciate him.
They frown on
booze.
It?
I don't know. Yeah. They apparently frown on a lot of things, according to Nick Saban.
Yeah. Do you know what I like about this, though? It's pretty cool. Each bottle is handwritten.
That's what he said. Yeah,
if you go to our website, you can look up the batch notes for that bottle. It'll tell you the name of the farmer who grew the grain, the day it was mashed, distilled, bottled, what equipment I blew up on that batch, the whole story.
That's
awesome. That is pretty legit.
And you traveled overseas? You went to Europe to learn how to do all this?
Yeah, we learned in Germany with the company that built our still. So, yeah.
You're so good at drinking. I mean, it's good that you learned how to make it now.
I learned from the masters.
It's what we call cutting out the middleman.
Exactly.
That's good.
Keep my own habits.
And you're in how many states? 16, did you say?
16 states. Brand new to Arkansas as of today. So, start asking around for some Cody Road whiskey, and we'll see if we can hook you up.
Mississippi River Distilling Company. Okay, well, that's good, man. I'm excited. So you're going to be traveling around today to package stores, I assume, and some
Absolutely.
Bars, restaurants?
Some bars and restaurants, meeting people and talking some folks up, and then I'll get home, and I'll dig up all the old broadcast videos and post them on YouTube. And put them right on the Buzz Facebook page.
That'd be awesome.
We need to take this over to the draft tonight. Coach's show.
Yeah, we're
going to
be in Conway tonight.
Conway, you need to take it up to them.
Conway's about 30 miles. That's where the University of Central Arkansas is, and that's where I'll be tonight for the Clint Conk Show at 7 o'clock.
Three universities in one city. You should do just fine with that there.
Fabulous.
Yeah, it's a lot of stress. A lot of stress around finals week. I need some of this. Well, cool. So when's the rum going to be on the shelves?
About it should be the same week. We shipped it all down here, and so now it's just a matter of getting out there and getting it on shelves this week. So.
What's the next product you're working on?
We also do some vodka, gin, things like that. Right now we're getting the whiskeys up on their feet first, and then you'll probably start seeing a few of our other products move this way. We're going to do an apple cider-infused rye whiskey for a seasonal this fall.
Oh, mm-hmm. Cool.
That'll be cool. And we
put that in a little hot tea.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
That'd be delicious.
And, we try to find different local ingredients and do weird things with them. We did a strawberry vodka with fresh strawberries this summer, stuff like that. And it's all the real deal from what we call grain to glass, right, from the farmers who grow it.
How many bottles in a batch typically?
About 700, 800.
Okay.
And about 2 pounds of grain go into each bottle that we make. So okay. It's
healthy almost.
Exactly. I mean, think of it as, skip breakfast.
It's good
get
carbs.
The oatmeal and stuff. Yeah, it's go good. Straight. This is a great source of whole grain.
I like it. And I don't want to spend too much time on this because people get irritated and they don't want to hear anything about north of the Arkansas border. But big game back in the state of Iowa this week.
Nobody cares about except for people in Iowa.
And half of those people don't care either because you got two really bad teams
really
playing.
Really bad teams. Iowa
two teams facing off to be named the second best team in Iowa behind an FCS school in northern Iowa.
Right. Yep. And it's going to be it might be a really entertaining game to watch because both teams are so bad. It might just be one of those high scoring, like 9 overtime things that happen. But
you're in town tonight, you staying?
Yes.
Maybe I'll try to get down there on the way back.
Please do.
I love Dugan's Pub. We love Donnie. But, I'll be doing the coach's show. Maybe I'll swing through. We do have college football in the state tonight because our friends at Arkansas State up in Northeast Arkansas in Jonesboro, they are hosting tonight Troy. It's a big game for the Red Wolves. It's their first conference game. They are an 8-point favorite tonight. TCU traveling to Texas Tech in another game that folks might be interested in. Then we'll tell you more about some of the games we're picking this weekend. But some good action
it's all
tonight.
In the Sun Belt.
That's it. And we got an NFL game tonight, too. So
we do?
Yeah.
Oh, it is. I lose track of the
Patriots
days of the
and
week.
Jets.
Woohoo.
They're both.
Did Geno do it again?
The Jets won in their first game. Can you believe that?
It's crazy.
That was shocking.
You know what? I think that game's going to be a lot closer than you think it is.
Well, the Patriots didn't look great.
How do you know how close he thinks it's going to be? It's amazing.
How close do you think it's going to be?
I think it's going to be a 40-point game.
Okay. I think you're
like
right.
40-0? There you go.
I did see, too, Mark Sanchez may or may not be out for the rest of the season.
He's going out. Why would he sit out? Like, that is something that I was thinking about this morning. Why would he not get the surgery, go to a different team next year? He's silly to do that. He's not playing anyway. He might as well get
he's
a fix.
He's probably not playing ever.
That's a fair point.
I hope it's
this
not
morning,
ever.
Mike Greenberg was making the case that he's going to be not only an okay but an effective quarterback for some NFL team someday down the road. I'm not sure what he's been watching, but maybe he hasn't been in the best situation from an offensive standpoint, but I'm not sure if he's...
He'd be a great backup.
Yeah, maybe.
That guy to fall back on.
Sure.
As a Vikings fan, I'd take him as
I really
a backup.
I think there's a few teams Christian right Ponder. Now that would probably Ooh. Take him.
I really wanted to get R.J. Hawk to talk about it in the slam. I don't know if he did or not, because he has a labrum injury. And RJ had a misspeak on labrum a while back during a baseball game, and you know where you can go there.
Yeah, yeah.
It ended up as a part of the female anatomy. Right. So we don't have those in our shoulders or anywhere else. but anyway.
Back to erectile dysfunction.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Ethan says, didn't Rick Pitino have his likeness on a bottle of whiskey or something like that? Yes, they gave him his own Maker's Mark bottle.
That's right.
So apparently, you know what? You might have something there. Coach B.
B. Lama, get on it.
I guarantee you, if you make him the right offer,
like a free bottle,
like some cases, I'm sure they could probably be worked out. Paulie Chamara, who is he lives in Hot Springs, which is about 45 miles down the road, but he is a big Pulaski Academy supporter, which is right here in the Rock. And he wanted to remind us that Warren and PA are on television tonight on Comcast. It's actually a televised high school game tonight.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
Yeah, that's becoming a recurring kind of thing. So we're seeing more and more high school football. I'd much rather watch that than the college or the Little League World Series. So I think it'll be good. But good for those schools. Two great programs here historically in the state of Arkansas. If you want in today, 433-1037, 1-800-477-1037. Scott Maxfield after the break. We'll talk to Bobby Valentine later in the hour. And then again, we'll talk some college football, including the Hogs with Edward Ashoff of ESPN.com coming up at the top of the 11 o'clock hour. Christina's been gone for a while, so if you want to beat her up, feel free to call in on that as well. I got beat to death yesterday. Guys were all over me. So
really?
Yeah, people get irritated. And it was 9/11. I'm thinking, man, this is one of those days we're supposed to sort of come together as a nation, and you guys are spending your time poking at me.
Yeah, but what did you do to piss people off?
I just be me. Apparently,
yeah,
that's irritating.
That's kind of it.
You see him working?
Yeah,
I did get
that.
A couple of nice notes, though.
Did you?
Tom in Fort Worth, Texas. This is from the Keithley Service Company Live Fan Feedback.
Do you want me to read the nice comments about you as opposed to you reading the own nice comments about you?
Nope. I have yet to throw my arm out of place by patting myself on the back.
All right, go right ahead.
What are your thoughts on
labrum?
Exactly. Exactly. What are your thoughts on renewing the A&M or the Texas Arkansas rivalry? Have it here on Thanksgiving Day at Jerry's World. Here's a petition that just got started. There's apparently an online petition.
Don't they have a Cowboys game at Cowboys Stadium on Thanksgiving?
Christine, I know you guys don't do this in hockey in Canada or in lacrosse in Canada, but it's a thing called a doubleheader. I don't know if they'd be interested in doing that, but that's that much more money for Jerry. Or they could play it on Friday
There's
after Thanksgiving.
There's another NFL game right after that.
Well, I know, but not in Dallas. So my point is maybe you do make a fair point. They're not going to try to turn the stadium around and do a college game on the same day. So maybe you do the Cowboys on Thursday and the Razorbacks on Friday against Texas. I think that'd be awesome.
You're already doing LSU, right?
What's that? LSU and
Arkansas.
TCU play early in the year. And
no,
LSU,
he's talking about LSU, Arkansas on the day after
Thanksgiving. Aren't they playing the day after
Thanksgiving? Not anymore.
No, we don't do that in the Little Rocket game anymore.
That's true. Although they're going to end the season with Missouri, so that would be an issue. They're going to have to do this earlier in the year as a non-conference game if they're going to do it. Maybe we could do
it. I like your point, buddy.
I do too.
Texas would love it because they'd be able to upstage the Aggies. See, the whole thing went down, and Texas was the big brother. Aggies were running off. Now they're on the big stage. All of a sudden, it only took them a year.
If they wanted to upstage the Aggies, they could have kept playing them. They're chickening out in the same way that Notre Dame is with Michigan.
I know that rivalry is over now.
After next year.
They've got that big BYU rivalry now.
Oh, they do have one more year. BYU.
Well, Texas doesn't want to play
it's
them.
Called
that's
the
for sure.
Excuse
yeah.
the Coaches Bowl.
Yeah.
get rid of a coordinator here and there.
Yeah, about... Need to hey Manny, could you come in my office? Gave up the most rushing yards in school history. We're gonna have to let you go.
Yeah.
We're gonna reassign you.
Writing's on the wall.
Yeah. Bobby says he appreciates all the hard work I do for the Hogs and especially the UCA Bears. Bobby in Memphis, you go on. I got a lot of friends from out of town. I got a Fort Worth guy that likes me and a guy in Memphis.
I guess I wasn't there. How was Colorado?
It was spectacular.
Nathan just got back last night. I told them that they should have gone to the game.
Should have. He blew it. Daryl says, let's put the U of A in Little Rock and let them be the U of Northwest Arkansas. I support the Hogs wherever they play. That's a whole other issue.
It's like a
people
big
get bent out
issue
of shape.
Here.
Arkansas plays a couple games a year here in Little Rock at War Memorial.
It's a huge fight.
But you know what? Its contract runs until 2016. Let's not do that today. And Scott says, I wanted to say I enjoyed your article on SportingLifeArkansas.com about UCA. Being a young alum from the school, me and several other guys have been trying to drum up support and passion, not only from people that have connections to the school, but also from the general public in and around the Conway and Little Rock area. We're appreciative of the U and the buzz of support and coverage of our proud athletic program. Well, good things are happening in Conway, so I strongly suggest you check out the Bears. Unfortunately, we don't play a home game for a month.
October 5th is our next game at home.
So it's going to be a while.
That's all right. We got a few things to watch, but yeah, they're doing amazing. Their golf program's doing really good. They won their first soccer match. They've
soccer.
Done. I know.
Silly.
People talk about sports. That. People just don't even care about.
No, I think they'd rather hear about the Iowa State football game.
No, that may be not true. Right now, the USA just got into in the World Cup. People are big time soccer fans. It's like the number one sport in the world.
Yeah,
hate to tell ya.
We don't care until America can win.
Yeah.
We want like the dream team in basketball. We want to dominate soccer.
Yeah, I know. That's a very American attitude. And I love being it. I'm in love with this. However, it is the biggest sport in the whole entire world, people.
It is, but it's not the biggest sport in the United States. So it doesn't matter.
It's not the biggest state in Little Rock, Arkansas.
I mean, look, the United States is a unique thing. I don't know if you've caught on to this. We have to play big brother to the whole world. we give good sports to the rest of the world. We do things a little different than they do in lots of places.
Well, you're getting closer. You've gotten to the World Cup.
I'm sure soccer is the most popular sport in Syria too, but we have some differences from that
that
country.
Let's not talk about that.
Not now.
No.
When we come back, we're going to talk to Henderson State head coach Scott Maxfield. Ryan, go hawk your wares or cyclone your wares.
Go to the draft in Conway.
I appreciate that.
And go see him tonight.
Yeah.
Check out Ryan.
Say hi. We'll love to meet you.
He'll be the guy in the Mississippi River Distilling Company shirt.
That's the one.
Yes, the very attractive former weatherman.
Tall, fat, bald. You'll know me.
Talks a little funny. He'll be at Dugan's Pub tonight, though. You'll love Don. Don's good people.
Looking forward to it.
Get an Anaheim turkey. Do yourself a favor, Cowboy.
It's delicious. Tell him I told you to get it.
It's the most unique sandwich in town. It's really just a turkey sandwich with Anaheim chilies on it, but there's something else in there. I don't know what it is.
Hopefully, like slabs of butter, because I don't keep this girlish figure.
Oh, it's definitely slabs of butter. That bread is like toasted deliciousness, and that just doesn't happen.
I hope I can make it until then. I'll be drooling all day.
I think it'll be open pretty
soon. You could go for lunch now and then go back and have another one.
You'll be dozing off in your meetings, though. You don't need that. Man, we'll hopefully I'll get down there and see you tonight, but I appreciate you stopping by, and good luck.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
great to see you.
You need to seek out Coach B for sure.
Absolutely.
Very smart.